Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
Alan Buckley from the Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with me for this Thursday afternoon's The Making of Graceland by Paul Simon.
Oh, Andrea, finally a song about a man called Alan. So what I will say to you is, I, unashamedly, one of my favourite albums, and very much rooted to my own genesis as a music fan, because I would have been just 11 when this album came out. And
Which was when?
I'm afraid, 1986. Spoiler alert. So yes, I genuinely, the idea when you're 11 and there's a song with your name in it, it's automatically going to get your attention.
Yeah, of course it is.
But this is just a gorgeous song. It's pure fun. The video was fabulous. It had the comedian Chevy Chase in it, and he mimed like he was singing the song, Paul Simon kind of playing the instruments beside him. But when I heard it, I was kind of attracted to that because of the name. But then I started, I guess I got my parents to buy me the album and I became obsessed. And from there I got into the whole back catalogue as well.
Yeah, so Graceland was, how many far down their album list or release was this?
Well, okay, so you've got to think about, of course, the genesis of Paul Simon. He would have been well-known artist with his collaborative partner, Simon and Garfunkel, of course, Art Garfunkel. And they had huge success. I mean, for me, Paul Simon is one of the great songwriters. And in terms of Grammy Awards, he would be in the top five in terms of his songwriting being recognized. But his career took a dip. So following the breakup of Simon Garfunkel, he also he had been married to Carrie Fisher, famous actress and writer, of course, as well, in her own right. And his personal professional life had had a bit of a dip. His previous album hadn't done well. And in the 84-85, he started exploring a new sound. He became very much enamored with African sounds, and this is where this album really comes from.
So was Graceland his first solo album? Had he left Garfunkel at this stage?
Actually, let me think, I think it's his fifth solo album, but as I said, none of them had really. In 1975, I'm Still Crazy had done well, Still Crazy After All These Years had done well, but then there had been this downturn. So fifth studio album for Paul Simon on his own, but this was a monster. It really put him back on top. Interestingly, there was a bit of a backlash because, of course, he used musicians from South Africa, and there was apartheid at its height at that time. You weren't supposed to collaborate. He kind of defended his position by saying, well, this is actually highlighting the issue. But I think he ultimately proved correct because he put those stars from that part of the world on top.
Now, let's take a listen to some of the tracks.
Homeless. And here we meet Lady Blacksmith Mambazo. This is a cappella choral group from South Africa, and their haunting vocals go all the way through this album. This track I've chosen because it's the most beautiful kind of exploration where they get to kind of do their thing. Paul Simon will come in later on in the song, but this is just absolutely gorgeous. And I know a regular listener is my cousin Fiona. And my cousin Fiona took me to see Paul Simon in concert in the RDS, 13th of July, 1987. My first ever concert.
At 12, amazing.
And I was just blown away. Because again, the difference between hearing something on an album and seeing something live.
Yeah,
and seeing
totally
these
different.
Amazing singers achieving such beautiful melodies. Thank you, Fiona. It was one of the best days of my young life.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I suppose, which was the most successful track from the album?
You Can Call Me Al was probably the biggest chart hit. But in terms of the actual album sales, this was platinum. Not only that, the album itself won the Grammy for the Record of the Year. So it was the top album. It kind of defined the genre. This was the a new awakening in music of using more what you might call world music. So in his next album, he kind of explored rhythms from South America. This is very much the African
Is it it's all African inspired? Is this the album?
Well, there's personal themes throughout it, but I think he was so inspired. He traveled to that part of the world and he became deeply in love with that music. So it definitely runs all the way through the album. There's
okay.
no question.
Exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes.
Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, another actual big hit from the album. And I think the perfect fusion of everything here. So the songwriting of Paul Simon, the addition of the amazing vocals from Ladies Blacksmith Mambazo, and equally the musicianship. A lot of brass in here, a lot of beautiful rhythm guitar, lovely bass. It's just the coming together, I think, in this song of all of the constituent parts. And you have a pop song. You know, it's a song about a guy going on a date. He's poor, she's rich, she's got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. And it's that story of how is he going to impress this lady because he's, well, down on his luck and he wants to make a good impression. It's just gorgeous.
Has the album stood the test of time?
100%. This for me is one of the best albums in the last 50 years. I'm particularly pleased because I do think Paul Simon, in his own right, is one of the great songwriters. I'd put him up there with the Dylans, the Coens, the Tom Waits. He is up there. And I think he had gone through a difficult time. This put him back on top. And as I said, artists started, as a result of this album, exploring more kind of different types of cultures. And it really did have a huge impact on the genre of pop music from then on.
Okay, what about this?
The Boy in the Bubble, the second biggest hit from the album in terms of charts. And Andrea, who said accordions aren't cool and can't rock? Because it is a very unusual sound.
Yeah.
And yet it just all comes together. You have your kind of woodwind in the background. You have that accordion setting the pace. And you have this very, what you could say, it's kind of a political song. It's about how the world is in trouble and there's lots of bad things going on and we need to pay attention. So This is probably the most maybe overtly political song on the album, but it has that beautiful rhythm to it that just ticks it all the way through.
How many albums did it sell overall?
It sold well over 30 million.
Why?
It was a huge, huge seller, and you know it continues to this day to really always make it into people's top teners. You know.
What's your favorite track?
The next one, and this is the one I think that makes the most. It's beautiful. It's called Under African Skies. So
yeah.
What I will say is the African theme of the album probably best exemplified through the song. It's gorgeous. If you listen to the album version, you'll hear Linda Ronstadt doing the vocal. If you were lucky enough to be in the RDS in 1987, you saw the incomparable Miriam Makeba doing the vocals. She was brought in for the live tour. And Hugh Masekela on trumpet, Lady Blacksmith Mambazo, Paul Simon, Miriam Makeba. It was transcendent.
Yeah. It's probably the best well known. Is it from track?
I think so. And I think, you know, as an album definer, I think this is the one. It's just beautiful.
Well, we leave you with Alan Buckley's favourite track from Graceland by Paul Simon, of course, Under African Skies. Alan, thanks a million for joining us here for the making of Lunchtime Live.
A pleasure as always.
Joseph's face was black as night.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.